Welcome to Uni-Jena International, the podcast of the International Office at the University of Jena. My name is Laura Kaden and I work in the team Incoming, and for this podcast I meet different people of our university every month. Today we get to know Tolibai Baltakara, our university's ambassador. Welcome, thank you for being with us. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello everyone. My name is Tolibai. I am 20 and I'm from Kazakhstan. Maybe you've heard about this country before. It's located Central Asia, under the Russian Federation, and it's in front of the China, if we will look at it from Germany's view.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 5,000 kilometers from here. Yep.
Pretty far away.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that I made it through all these challenges and made it to Jena.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying Betriebswirtschaftslehre. It's in German, mm-hmm. but in English, it would be business administration.
Interesting. And how long are you now in Jena?
Like a year, yeah.
Ah.
It's like 13 months or so.
Okay, so you're in your second semester right now, right?
Yeah.
And why and also how did you decide to study here in Jena?
Oh, I chose the University of Jena because of its excellent reputation in business administration. It's really diverse international student body. So it's like not only the Germans could study here, but it's there's also the like a big part of the international students.
Mm-hmm.
And the application process was a bit challenging, but with support from the international office, I've made it. That was very helpful.
That's great to hear. I already said you are our university's ambassador. What exactly does that mean?
Oh, it's like I'm a representative of this university,
uh-huh.
so I need to act like my role. I need to help the other international students.
Mm-hmm.
And my work is to do posts on my Instagram and do my blogs in our university website.
Ah, yeah, I for sure will link the blog and your Instagram accounts in the show notes. Have a look at it. So when you came to Germany a year ago now, what was your first impression of Germany in general and also of the city?
Oh, very good question. My first impression of Germany was very positive. Like, people are really friendly and helpful. And about Jena is a beautiful city with lots of greenery and rich history.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Was there anything that helped you preparing and also starting your studies?
Oh yeah, the orientation week and support from the international office were very helpful. I also took a language course to improve my German. Actually,
uh-huh.
I did a DSH course,
yeah.
here in Jena.
Wow.
Yep, that was my first step in my Jena journey.
And I know that you also took part in the mentoring program, is that right? That in the beginning you had a welcome buddy?
Yeah, the experience with this welcome buddy, I can't describe it because it was so wonderful.
Oh.
To meet the first German representative in such a way was really, really good.
Oh.
Yep, I would say that. The mentoring program, it was like that I will choose a mentor, a buddy,
mm-hmm.
and this buddy should show me every possible every tips, mm-hmm. Everything, every way, how to do it, how not to do it, or these do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
About the Jena.
Yeah.
And about the city, about the life here, about the university, how you should choose your models.
Mm. Yeah, that's complicated in the beginning. Yep. Yeah.
How you need to build your schedule,
mm-hmm.
so that you will be on your best.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to get that support. So I guess you would recommend taking part in the mentoring in the Welcome Buddy program, right?
Yep. I will say always, mm-hmm. yes to, yeah. this buddy program if you are international students like me and you are coming here just alone. It's not so challenging if you have a buddy.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I can imagine. And do you remember what was the most beautiful experience in your time here in Jena?
Oh, one of the best experiences so far was the university's summer festival. It was great. It was a great opportunity also to meet new people and experience the diversity of university's community, actually. So in this festival, mm-hmm. I met 5 or 10 new people.
Wow.
And also two my old friends. I've met there my old professor from my DESRA course.
Ah, that's funny.
That was so sweet to meet her, actually. Mm-hmm. To say hi, and it was really sweet to show the progress that I've made, the development that I did in this year, past this course.
Were there also not so good experiences, and how could you handle these situations?
Okay, the challenges. Mm-hmm. About the challenges, there were challenges, such as adjusting to the German education system, mm-hmm. and the language, of course.
Yeah.
I tried to see these challenges as learning opportunities,
yeah.
and sought support from friends and the university.
Oh, that's a very good perspective on it, I would say. To ask for help or support is always the right thing to do. And would you say that by now Jena has become your home?
Yep. Yes. I feel very comfortable in Jena now, mm-hmm. and it has become my second home.
Oh, that's nice to hear. And I'm interested, what is your favorite place in Jena?
My favorite place in Jena is Paradiespark.
Mm-hmm.
In another words, Eden Park, if we will.
Yeah, Paradise.
Paradise Park,
mm-hmm.
also. It's a great place to relax and exercise, actually. There you could meet so many students, not in finals phase,
mm-hmm.
When you are having exams, but
yeah.
in other time you will see there many, many students.
Yeah, but it's also a very big park, so there's enough space for everyone.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite cafeteria, your favorite so-called Mensa?
Oh, my favorite Mensa is the Mensa Philosophenweg.
Uh-huh.
The food there is always delicious, and there is a good variety.
Oh.
So you could choose, mm-hmm. whether it is vegan, or it's vegetarian, or you need to have some meat,
mm-hmm.
you will find always a right mm-hmm. dish for you.
Yeah, and that's also quite handy if you go eating in a group. There's the right dish for everyone. And do you have any favorite library in town?
Oh, so my favorite library is the Thuringian University and State Library, also known as Tulp.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Germans say. It has a great atmosphere for studying.
Yeah.
And the building, the architecture, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very
modern. I cannot describe it even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And beside that, beside all the places, the food, everything that makes a place feel home, another very important part of life are friends and friendships. How did you find new friends here?
About my new friends? Yes, I made many new friends, especially through university events and student groups.
Yeah.
University sport programs. In these groups, you could make a lot of friends really easily. Not only because you are students, but also you will have the same like interests.
Yeah, you have
in these small groups.
Something in common. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm.
And it helps to be open and proactive in reaching out to others.
Yeah, for sure.
You need to be a bit open.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a bucket list for Jena for your time left here? What do you really still want to do?
Oh, so my bucket list?
Mm-hmm.
I want to explore more of the surrounding area, like how Germans are saying that, Saale horizontale hiking trails, diese Wanderwege, and visit the Zeiss Planetarium.
Ah, yeah, that's a good plan if you didn't do that already. And do you have, finally, any advice for people who are also thinking about studying in Germany?
So, my advice would be to prepare well and be open to new experiences. You need to take advantage of the universities and international offices' offerings and don't hesitate to ask for help.
That's true.
And some examples of this, the offers from university or from international office are like programs like ambassadors program.
Yeah.
You could be ambassador for University Jena. It's not only a dream, it could be in reality also. And also some offers like some mini jobs in university.
Mm-hmm.
You could also take these opportunities. And yeah, like Odia said, take advantage of everything here.
That's a really good advice, I would say. Thank you a lot, Tolibai, that you shared your experiences today with us. I wish you a great further time in Jena and also good luck with your exams right now this semester. And of course, I will put the link to your blog and your Instagram account in the show notes. You should totally check that out if you're interested in the life of international students here in Jena. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.